As the wool slips from your fingertips, and you find there's nothing for holding, your mind seeks out the shape of this night, discovers a flower unfolding. All sounds now unrestraining, heed. The air no longer still or stifling demands, breathe. Meanwhile, the sky, freed from its jail, has flown to greet the sea and rests upon that formless mass. They whisper to each other listlessly. But this rapture's overshadowed by the sudden appearance of an eye that at unknowable distance blinks on, burns red and blood, like hangs fixed and floating against the tarnished velvet sea and sky. That red eye calls, that red eye blinks. Or does it wink? The difference is bigger than you think. And you, being curious and curiously in its thrall, take hesitant steps to find the answer. A meow grounds your senses. Where from that sound? You stick out a toe and poke left, right, down, down, and topple into the night, your flight. Arrested by, after a consultation with elbows, ankles, and knees, the stone steps on which you uncomfortably lie. Before we continue our joint world surveying, may I be honest with you? It will need more brains than you're displaying. Down, 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 mind the gap. Ow! Down, 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 mind the cat. Meow! Down, 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 kiss the ground. Looking up, you discover the night has been muted, the sky recaptured, the seas a shell's whisper. Your eyes tired from fighting the night. See, monoliths, cliffs, whatever they are, they frame that bleeding eye.